As soon as he spoke, Tefeth realized what was wrong. The spaceport was always bustling with activity. Crews loading or unloading their ships. Mechanics making repairs. But instead of the familiar sounds, right now she heard only silence. All the loading docks around their vessel were deserted.
"Down!"
she shouted, diving forward, tackling Gorevich and dragging them both to the ground behind a stack of crates, still waiting to be loaded onto the ship. Veb followed her, his thin, wiry body ducking behind the crate he had just set on the ground. Frin, however, just stood where he was, staring at them with a look of skeptical bemusement. A second later, a heavy repeating blaster echoed through the deserted spaceport, and Frin's body slumped to the ground, his dead eyes open, and his face frozen in the same stupid expression. Tefeth poked her head up, and then ducked back down almost instantly behind her makeshift bunker as another volley rang out. From the sound, she was able to pick out general points of origin for the shots.
"Two shooters,"
she said to Gorevich, tilting her head in each direction.
"There and there."
Gorevich popped his head up briefly, then ducked back down as the assassins opened fire.
"I can't see him."
Tefeth didn't bother to tell him what a waste of effort his actions were. The far side of the hangar was shrouded in thick shadows and cluttered with heavy machinery for loading and unloading cargo from the incoming ships. The assassins were well protected and well hidden.
"Maybe we can make a break for the ship,"
Gorevich suggested as he checked the charge on each of his blasters. She almost let him try, but then realized she'd need his help if she was going to get out of this alive.
"Shooters got the angle on ship. Cut us down if we go for it."
"So what's the plan?"
Tefeth ran through the possible scenarios in her mind. The shooters had chosen their positions to pen them in and keep them from getting to the safety of the ship, but there was a door in the rear of the hangar she might be able to reach. If she got through the door, she could work her way through the adjacent docking bays of the spaceport and try to flank their attackers.
"Slip out the back, into Bay 7. Circle around to Bay 9. Come up behind."
"Sounds risky,"
Gorevich said, eyeing the open stretch between their current position and the door at the rear of their hangar.
"Want me to send Veb?"
Tefeth glanced over at the Rodian, still cowering behind the crate. He was a good pilot, but not much use in a fight. He hadn't even drawn his pistol.
"You joking?"
"What if there are more than just two shooters?"
Gorevich asked. Tefeth was surprised her idiot leader was capable of anticipating a trap, though she had already considered the possibility. If she had been the one planning this ambush, she'd have tried to flush the targets away from the ship and through the door at the rear leading into the adjacent hangar, and right into the waiting crosshairs of a third shooter. Bay 7 wasn't in use. The lights were off, and try as she might, she couldn't tell if there was someone waiting in the gloom to spring a trap. But she didn't see any other options. Better to just go for it and hope there were only two assassins.
"Cover us,"
she said, getting her long legs ready for the quick sprint to the door. Gorevich nodded, then popped up from behind the crate, screaming his fury as he unleashed a wild volley of shots to draw their enemy's fire. Tefeth took off, crouching low but moving fast as she broke for the door and the darkness beyond.